Tosfos Chafal from the base in Brachas quotes Rashi from Sukkot. Lamed Ches on the base. The Gemara there in Sukkot is talking about one person being Yotzei Halal al Yesh HaMeh Koina. The Chazan says Halal word for word, and the Tzibra doesn't say. So the din is Shemeh Koina. So Rashi quotes from the Bahag, if one is in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, and the Chazan is up to Kaddish or Kedusha, that you say Shemeh Koina, let the person pay attention, let him be it. So that's really a question. That's a chiddush, what the Bahag says. One could say Shemeh Koina is good, you yotze kiddush, you yotze havdolah Shemeh Koina, you yotze halel Shemeh Koina, fine. But to say that it's called the Dovish Bigdusha, Amir V'Aniya, by Dovish Bigdusha, you want to have Amir V'Aniya. The Chazan says Kaddish and we say Yehesh Mei Rabba. The Chazan says Leila Mekal B'Chaz, we say Amen. Baruch Hu, we say Baruch Hashem Rachni Al Avod. When you need Amir Be'aniyah, so there's room to argue the point and say that Shemeh Koine isn't going to help. You need Davka Amir Be'aniyah. But that's what Rashi quotes from the Bahag. The Agos Maimi on the bottom of the page of the Rambam writes that from the Rambam it would appear that he doesn't agree with the Bahag. But the Rambam would appear that there's no such thing as Shemeh Koina for Dovish Bigdusha. But that's the Tosfos says the Minig is like the Bahag. The Minig is like the Bahag. That's the Gomakom Nogom Lishtok Lishmoya Begodla Minig. The Minig is like the Bahag. Even though the Ri and the Rabbeinatam argued that if he holds Shemeh Koina, it should be a Hepsik. But the Minig is like the Bahag that they do Shemeh Koina. So the Ran on Sukkot, Daf Lamed Ches on the base, has a taina against this Bahag. And the Shagasari and the Chubas quotes that, instead of quoting from the Ran, he quotes it from a different region. Who is he quoted from? Who? Shibali Aleket. What's the taina? When do you say Shemea Ke'oina? When the person is in a position, he's saying Hallel. So I could really say, just like at the end of a bracha, you're supposed to say Amen. So even if you didn't say Amen, Shamea Ke'oina. If you're paying attention, even if you didn't say Amen, that's Ke'oina. Mekal Ha'ina Amen Ki L'Hoitzi Bracha Mepiv Domen. If he would have said Amen, would be considered as if he said the bracha. So even though he didn't say Amen, it's good. Same thing at Hallel. In the days of the Gemara, the practice would be the Chazan would say the whole Hallel out loud, and everybody would say Hallelujah. At the end of every line, everybody would say Hallelujah. So the Gemara says, and what if they didn't say Hallelujah? So also you say Shemeya Ke'oina. It's considered as if they said Hallelujah, and if they said Hallelujah, then you apply Shemeya Ke'oina. Then it's good. So when do you say so the Shibali Alekid with the Ran, they argue, when do you say Shemeya Ke'oina? If you're in a position where he's saying Kiddush Abdullah, I could have said Amen and I'm lazy. I don't know you're supposed to say Amen, or I didn't answer Amen for some reason or another. But if I'm in the middle of Tefillah Belachash, in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and I'm not in a position that I can answer Amen, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Davening. So maybe then you can't say Shemeya Ke'oina. Call her why? So they argue, Blila means when you bring a carbon mincha, you do matan shem and you pour in oil. Then you do mincha blula b'shem. Then you stir the shem. So what if you poured in the oil and you didn't stir? So loy balal is kosher. The Mishnah says loy balal is kosher. Even if you didn't do the blila. Even though it says so many times in Chumash, usually by karbonis there's a rule. If you have shin all of akosav liyakid, if it's written a second time, it's written only once, so you assume it's only lachatchila. But if the din is written twice in the pasuk, then we assume that it's even meyake b'diyeva. That's called shina lachatchila liyake. Tosfos writes in the beginning of Zvachim that klal shina lachatchila liyake only applies in kachim. It doesn't apply in kol haTorah kulah. Other achrenim disagree. The Mishnah Achreina, Mishnah Eis Negoim, and the Chazanish disagree. They think that it's a klal and kol haTorah kula, that you need Shina la kasa l'biyakev. It depends. They say it depends what. Let's say if you're going to do, if my brother died leaving no children, so you have to do chalitza. So the almana will spit in front of me and will say the psukim, but she won't take off the shoe. So if you didn't do the chalitza, so the ikar chasim and hasefer, you don't need a pasuk to say shina la kasa l'biyakev over there. And let's say you bring a mincha less than an isar, so you don't need shina la kasa l'biyakev. You're missing the korban mincha. If you did the matan shema, but you didn't do the blila, so that's a question. Blila is a detail. So some of the details are miyakim, some of the details are not miyakim. So for that you need shina la kasa l'biyakev. Anyway, so the test just points out, even though it says so many times mincha blula l'hashem, many times it says shina blula, and one should have said that it has shina la kasa l'biyakev. The din is that it's not miyakim. Loy bala l'is kasha. It's not miyakim. The question, why not? The Tosfos has a kasha. They don't know the answer. But the Mishnah says, Lod bala l'is kasha. So the Mishnah says, if you bring samach alaf mesronim, a person donates a mincha. So you bring one esronim, two esronim, three esronim, 50 esronim, you can bring 60 esronim in one kli. But if you bring samach alaf esronim, esronim of what? How much is an esronim? Seriously, eifon. How much is an eifon? It's an awful lot. Got to calculate. It's an awful lot of flour. So if you have samach alaf esronim b'kli yachod, it can fit into the kli, and you can pour in shemen, because the flour has air spaces in between. So you can pour in shemen, but you won't be able to stir it. If you're going to start stirring it, it's going to fall out. So if you have samach alaf esronim b'kli yachod, so the Mishnah says that you're not yotzei de mitzvah. Person took a neder to bring 50 esronim, so you bring all 50 in one kli. Person took a neder to bring 60 esronim mincha, so you bring, he meant mincha gedolah kamachav, and you bring all 60 esronim with kli yachad. But if he says he wants to bring 65 esronim, so you bring 60 in one kli and 5 in a different kli, two different menachas. Why don't you bring all 65 in one kli? Because the Gemara says it'll fall out. When you do the blila, it'll fall out. The Gemara says, don't do the blila. B'loy bala is kosher, but yet it'll be kosher. If you just do matan shem and you don't do the blila, the korban mincha will be kosher. Why not say shas hatchakeh yevad? You're not able to do blila, so bring the korban without blila. Usually loy bala is only be the yevad. Here it should be la hatchila because you can't do blila. Mar says no, that if it's royal blila, then the blila is not miyakev. If it's not royal blila, then the blila is miyakev. So it's possible. There's no such thing as a mincha from samach alaf from more than 60 esronim b'kli yachad. Because not royal blila, blila miyakev is possible. So that's what the again, who has the taina? The Shibboleh Aleket has the taina. Shagazari had a Shibboleh Aleket. Interesting. I would have thought he would have quoted the Ran faster than Shibboleh Aleket. Okay. The Ran on the Rif has on Daf Lamechez, and the Shibboleh Aleket, that's an Ezadik Sefer, as I said already. So they have this taina. Maybe he can say Shemeh Koina, because it's not royal Amir. So the Shagazari doesn't like that idea. He says the only time you say kol shein roi lebila bila miyakev, there's a big machlekes. What does that klal mean? What is that klal all about? So Tosfos in the Rashbam and Bava Basra and Daf Pei Aleph, I think more there mentions that klal kol shein roi lebila bila miyakev is bo. So Tosfos in the Rashbam says moshal amad avadayme, you have to bring a mincha from chitim. Once in a while you bring a mincha from sorim, from barley. But usually mincha is from wheat flour. What if you're going to bring a mincha from kidneys? There is no such thing. You can't bring a mincha from kidneys. The Torah never, you can only bring a korban that the Torah discusses. You can't invent your own kind of korbanos. So if a person is going to bring samach alaf esrein b'kli echad, the Torah never spoke about such a mincha. It doesn't exist because the Torah only spoke about a mincha that's royal blila. It's not royal blila, that's like a mincha min akitnias. It's the wrong kind of a mincha. So that's what this Shibboleh Aleket thinks. The halacha says that Shemeh Ka'ina, if a person heard Kiddush, even though he didn't answer Amen, or a person heard Hallel from the Shatz, even though he didn't say Hallelukah at the end of every phrase in the Hallel, since he's in a position that he could have said Hallelukah, could have said Amen, at the end of the Havdalah, even though he didn't say, so you say Shamei Kaina. But the Halacha never spoke about a person who's in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, that he's not allowed to answer Amen. So the Halacha is never talking about such a person, so the din of Shamei Kaina was never formulated in such a case. That's how the Shibboleth HaLeket thinks. Shibboleth HaLeket with the Ran and the Tosis in Bava Basra and Daf Pei Aleph. The more there talks about bringing Bikurim. So the Mikra Bikurim in reciting Arami Abirabi is not Miakev. But what if it's Bikurim that at the time that you detached it from the ground, it did lend itself to Mikra Bikurim. He was supposed to say Arami Abirabi. And then something happened later on and he's unable to recite Arami Abirabi. So then you say, Kol Aroi, the Mikra Bikurim, the Kriyas Bikurim is not Miakev. Reciting Aram Yavad is not Miakev, but if it's not Royal Kriya, then the Kriya is Miakev. His brother Gemar quotes this idea. Kol Shein Royal Bila, the Bila Miakev is the Blemincha B'lo L'Bashem and is Miakev. So that's how Tosis and the Rashbam, Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, when they're talking about the Bikurim, that's how they say. It's like bringing a Mincha Min HaKitnis. So the Shagazai thinks that that's a joke. Well, why should it be like a Mincha Min HaKitnis? It's a Mincha Min HaKitnis. He just didn't do the Blila. So he thinks it's a different shot. If you bring a mincha and you did matan shem and you didn't do blila, so the mincha is only incomplete. L'chatchila it's a mitzvah b'shleimusa to bring a mincha, mincha blula b'shem with blila. If you didn't do blila, you're going to get less alam haba, you're going to get less levyasin, you're going to get less reward because you did a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. But what if you brought a mincha and you didn't do blila because it's physically impossible to do blila? So that's considered more shalom b'shleimusa. If you didn't do blila because you were lazy, you didn't know how to do it, you didn't know you're supposed to do it, so that's b'di'evet good. Loi balal is kosher. But if you didn't do blila because it's impossible to do blila because it's going to fall out, it's impossible, so that's considered too much shalom b'shleimusa. Too much shalom b'shleimusa, you're not yotze. So the Shagas HaTain is, when can you say it's too much shalom b'shleimusa? If you didn't do blila at all, but Shemei Kaina is good l'chatchila, I can be yotzei kiddush from someone else. There is no requirement l'chatchila, I should say my own kiddush. No, Shemei Kaina is good l'chatchila, I can rely on someone else's kiddush l'chatchila also. More correct is I should have said amen, so I didn't say amen. But Shemei Kaina is good l'chatchila. He says the mitzvah b'shlei Musa, he didn't answer amen. What's the din? Let's say someone says shahakal. I'm not being yotze. He's eating ice cream. He says shahakal. So I'm supposed to say amen. So if I didn't say amen, I'm not yotze. What? I'm not yotze. You're not talking about being yotze. Whenever someone says asher yotze, he says bari nefoshes. Whenever you hear a brocha, you should say amen. So here, because I want to be yotze with the brocha, he says kiddush, and I want to be yotze, so is there a stronger din that in order to be yotze kiddush, you have to answer amen? It's a stronger din. That in order to say Shemei Kohen, you should answer Amen. If you didn't answer Amen, then you're only Yotze the Kiddush, but you ever don't know. Answering Amen after Kiddush, that you want to be Yotze, same as answering Amen after Shakalman, he's eating the ice cream and I'm not eating the ice cream. So that's what the Shagasaya thinks, that answering Amen is not considered if I'm Yotze Kiddush and I didn't say Amen, Yotze with Shemei Kohen, the mitzvah is B'shlei Musa. I didn't answer Amen? Okay, he should always answer Amen whenever you hear a bracha. That's a question. Is that really so, that the mitzvah is not shalom b'shlei Musa? If you heard Kiddush and you want to be Yotze, so don't you say that shalom b'shlei, that's a more important din of answering Amen. The other fellow saying a bracha, you should always say Amen. He didn't say Amen, so he didn't do right. He should have said Amen. But if you want to be Yotze with his bracha, so then that's a lechatchila in Shemei Kohen. So the Shagazai thinks that it's not. He thinks that answering Amen to Kiddush that you're being Yotze, same as answering Amen to Kiddush that you're not being Yotze. That's a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. He just didn't do the other mitzvah of answering Amen. So he says, Samimele, he can't say that if it's Ein Roi Lebila, Bila Miakeres, but more Shalom b'shlei Musa. It was never Shalom b'shlei Musa in the first place. When you hear Kiddush, and someone says Kiddush, and you didn't say Amen, he says, he yotze the Kiddush b'shlei Musa. He didn't answer Amen. It's a different mitzvah. Two unrelated mitzvahs. That's what the Shagasari thinks. Yeah. But what about over here? Let's say the Chazan is up to Kaddish. Everybody's supposed to answer the Davar Shebikdusha, Amir V'Amir. The Chazan says Kaddish, we say Yehesh Meirab. The Chazan says Leila Mukab B'Chasa B'Shirosa. We say Amen. So that's Amir V'Amir, that everyone agrees, L'chatchila, the mitzvah B'Shlei Musa, is that you should answer. Yeah, that's what Tosfos writes over here. Tosfos asks, Tosfos quotes the Rashi, because the Rashi B'Suka Daf Lamaches, Adam and Spal Visham and Piachas and Kadosh Kedusha, any Ochala Hapsik, Balana Sematzi, but that's our Gemara. You're not allowed to answer in the middle of Tfilah Balach and Shiva and Omen Yahesh Me Rabbi, you're not allowed to answer. Eli Yishtak Viyamte Miyat, the Shamea Koine. That's what this is called. So they ask Akasha, so what was the Akasha? L'chatchila ein lasses kein. You shouldn't daven Shmona Esrei on the smach that when the chazan gets the moed, then we're going to bow down with everybody else because he may forget. Fine. Then he quote Rashi and Sukkah. Okay. What was the kasha? What was the kasha that they're giving an answer? They quote Rashi and Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. So what's the kasha? The Yeshlamed Dem Chatchilein Lasekein Daniach Hashiva Tvei Hidur Mitzvah. Which Amira? Ben Tama Rosh Hashem Mispal Biyochik Shachaz Magil Amoydim Hayakorei Matzibo. Below a miracle, Dafka Bem Tzavroch, Al Besov Roch Anan, Al Sulis Besov Kabach Bermil, Chatchila Raskein Ken Mash Mahocha. Chatchila shouldn't rely on that, because it's going to take away from your kavona. I'm supposed to daven Shmon Esrei now. I'm going to have to daven Balamashinim, as Samach David Avdecha. I have to pay attention to what the Chazan is saying. The Chazan gets the modem, I have to bow. So you can't concentrate on two things at the same time. So that I understand. Then they quote Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Ches. What's the problem? So, that they give a teres Yeshal Mechatchila and Lasses Kain, Danir Chashivot Tvei Hida Mitzvah. What are they saying? Mechatchila and Lasses Kain, what? Mechatchila, you shouldn't rely to be Yetzir Kedusha like that. We paskan like the Mandama, Ein Ayachad Ayme Kedusha. So you shouldn't start Shmona Esrei if you think you get the Chazan is towards the end of Chazan is gonna daven Chazar Sashatz. I'm gonna start late. I'm gonna start Tfilah Belachish when the Chazan, everybody's in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. Tfilah Belachish. So the Chazan is gonna say the Chazar Sashatz. I'm gonna miss Kedusha. So the Gemara says I should wait by Tihilos L'Kelo Yon. You shouldn't start Tfilah Belachish till after answering Kedusha. So Tosfos says, why not? Shemeh Koina. So you daven Shmona Esrei. And when the chazan gets the kedusha, so you'll be shamei kainu. You have a mind. That's Tosfos kasha on that opinion. So Tosfos is unclear the way they ask the kasha. So that's the kasha. That's the kasha. So they say lachatchila in lasses kain daniyah hashiva tvei he the mitzvah. Yeah, that's aniyah by davish abikdusha by yomen yehesh mei rabo or kadosh kadosh kadosh. There, even probably Shagasari also agrees to that by Dovish Abikdusha, you really need Amira V'Aniya. So that's an incomplete mitzvah. Kiddush and Abdullah, he holds that you say Shemer Koine, that's complete. Yotze Shemer Koine completely. Aniya Samein, when I want to be Yotze Kiddush, is the same as Aniya Samein when someone's saying Ashiyotze. I'm not going to be Yotze with this Ashiyotze. So to answer Amein on Kiddush and Abdullah, is not the mitzvah b'shlam. Mitzvah b'shlam Musa is fulfilled by Shamei HaKoinah. You don't have to say anything, but they mean to say by Dvom Shebikdusha, l'chatchili nir anir l'amir. There's room to argue with the whole thing and say that Shamei HaKoinah doesn't work by Dvom Shebikdusha. By Dvom Shebikdusha, it doesn't work. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik gave you outside Russia, so he was talking about this topic. So he brought a raya that Shemei HaKoinah doesn't work by Dovah Shel Tzibur. what was his raya? That it says by Hagriz Mahareval, they said all the brachas are klalos, v'yana kala am, v'yamru amen. Everybody screamed out amen. So he says, why do you have to say amen? Shemea kaina? What do you have to answer amen for? So you see that because it was a davar shel tzibur, that's why the aniyah is ma'akeh b'dieved. He can't say shemea kaina. Yeah, it's not such a hot raya. The Gemara says that when they answered amen, by Hagriz Mahareval, the Gemara says in Shavuos, Amen bo kabbalah shvuah. If you take a net and nazirah, so you take a shvuah, and I say amen, amen means I too accept upon myself a shvuah. So just like at Har Sinai, there's a concept of mushbav yomim Har Sinai, as if they took a shvuah. So over here also, by Hagriz Mahareval, they said, what did they say? Oru ish asher yaseh pesel amaseicha, ramah kol homi amru amen, so that's amen is kabbalah sashvuah. So by Kabbalah Sashvu, you don't say Shemea Kaina. No such din. You need Levati B'Sosayim. You have to say Amen. Amen is Ma'akev over there. That Raya is not such a good Raya. V'ana kol ha'am ru Amen. Amen there is Ma'akev B'Dievet, not just L'chatchila. But the Teisvus, that's what Teisvus is saying. L'chatchila ain't lasis kain. Aniyach ha'shuva tfei, he the mitzvah by Adavish Big Dusha. By Adavish Big Dusha, you need Amir of Aniyah. So that's, it's only good b'dieved. It's a chiddush that it's even good b'dieved. Others disagree. But Tosfos quotes the Rashi that it's good b'dieved, shemeh kaina, by davar shebikdusha. So that's more correct is, lachtchila in lasis kain, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to have amir v'aniyah. Yeah.
Then, wasn't the Shabbos Ari talking about this davar shebikdusha? The Shabbos Ari is trying to defend the Bahag in this context.
Yes, the Shagazari is talking about davar shebikdusha. So he says that even Yotzei perfectly, yeah, that's against the Tosfos, that's right. That's against the Tosfos. Mm-hmm. That is correct. Tosfos contradicts the Shagazari. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But it could be that Tosfos would agree with the Shagazari. Moshe and Yerideya, they have a din. What if a person is Shameh Beinah Medaber, a mute? He can hear, but he can't speak. So it says he shouldn't shecht, because when you shecht, he's supposed to recite a bracha. He shouldn't be mafresh truma, because when you mafresh truma, he's supposed to say a bracha. And when you say a bracha, he's supposed to be mashmeh liyoz, no, at least lechatchila. Machlokes Abiyuda and Rabbi Yosi, what if you said a bracha, you weren't mashmeh liyoz, no? What if you say Kriyashma, you want Mashmeliyazim, whether you yotze b'dieved. So we paskin, we yotze b'dieved, lo hishmeliyazim, but l'chatchila, it's not right. You have to be Mashmeliyazim. So it says l'chatchila, and ilayim, ha-shamea ve'ena medaber lo yishchot, because he can't say the bracha properly l'chatchila. So they discuss in Yerideya, what if there are two people shechting at the same time? One fellow is saying a bracha l'ashchita, one is able to speak, and the other one's an ilayim. So when you say by the Ilaim, he's allowed to shecht l'chatchila, because Shemea Kaina, he'll pay attention to the other person's bracha. And he'll be Yotze. He is Shemea. So the Vilna Gaon quotes those who say that kol ha'roi l'bila, kol she'ni roi l'bila, bili me'akev esbar. When do you say Shemea Kaina? If the person is able to speak. But if he's an Ilaim, she'ni yochel l'daber, then you say, Kol Sheni Roi Labila, Bili Me'akev Izbay. So that's, there's room to argue. There, the Shagas Ayas Taina is a strong Taina. That Shemea Kaina, maybe is good L'chatchila. Maybe there's nothing wrong. It's not that it's incomplete, and if it's any Yochel Adaba, then it's extremely incomplete. And very incomplete. And the more incomplete it is, there's room to argue the point and say that you're not Yotze B'dieved. Over there, maybe it's different. Maybe Tosfos far is only correct. Aniyah hashiva tfei hida mitzvah. Maybe the Tosfos only applies by davar shebikdusha, by kaddish and kedusha and baruch. By davar shebikdusha, then the mitzvah b'shleimus is to have amira ve'aniyah. But let's say by the birchas hashchita, by birchas hafrashas truma, maybe there it's even good lechatchila. Who says? I don't know, you look in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchot's Brachas, doesn't it say in the Rambam, if I want to be Yotze with a Bracha, I should really pay attention and say Amen. If he didn't say Amen, then you know, I thought there were two dinim about the yes Amen. Shagasari assumes that it's not two dinim. Shagasari assumes that Shemei Kain is good lachatchila. It isn't even a lachatchila in the Kiddush that you should answer Amen. It's a different din. You should answer Amen is a different din. Whenever you hear somebody say his bracha, isn't it a unique din by a bracha that you want to be yotze? Let's see. The beginning of Hilchas Brachas, it should be in the Rambam. Halacha Yeral, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yeral, and Hilchas Brachas. Kol Hashemea Bracha min HaBrachas Mitchilosa VeYatzofo V'Nizkaben Lotzeis Bo Yidei Chayvosai Yotza Afal Pi Shaloi Ona Omein Chol HaOina Omein Achar HaMavarech Harei Zeh KeMavarech. So it sounds like if you hear Kiddush from someone else, you Yotza Shemea Koine. If you answer Amen, it's even better. Kol HaOina Omein Achar HaMavarech Harei Zeh KeMavarech Harei Zeh KeMavarech. Okay. And then he has another din. Whenever you hear anybody say any bracha, you should answer Amen. If there's a hider lachatchila, if you want to be yotze with Kiddush, you should answer Amen. There is a hider lachatchila to say Amen. Shagasai writes as if Shmei Kain is good lachatchila. It's not good lachatchila. Chatchil is supposed to say Amen. It's the Shemei Kain is only good b'di'evet. I didn't argue with the Shagasari even on that. And not only on Dov Shebigdusha, that's what Tesis is talking about, but even on a bracha on Shechita, a bracha on Afroshes Maisers. Shagasari pizetz, and as if answering Amen after Kiddush, the same answering Amen after a bracha, that's not relevant to me. Room to dingza. Yeah, what else? What did we finish this Gemara already? Yeah, okay, so let's see. So the Mishnah on Daf Chof on the base, Mishnah says that the Balkari has an issue. That the Balkari is not allowed to say Kriya Shema, is not allowed to daven. That's Takana says, Rabbi Yudan, remember Baruch left him, no problem. He davens everything, no problem at all. What is this story? What do you mean there's no problem? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Takanas Ezra? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Maimah to serve Rabbi Yehuda Balkari Mutabit Devitara Kempi Bahama Rabbi Shulman Levi. It's not so. So the answer is, Rabbi Yehuda is a Tani. He has right to disagree with Rabbi Shulman Levi. The Chitema Rabbi Yehuda Lord Doris Smuchim. If you don't hold from Smuchim, so then the whole mock of Adaita Lomenech is based on Smuchim. Reg the Gemara, Vaham Rabbi Yosef, Filman Dolei Doris Smuchim, Mukhala Tarikul Mishnah Torah Dorish, and Chumash Dvarim we do hold Smuchim, and Kol Tarikul just hold from Hekesh. If the two dinim are in the same pasuk, but if the two psukim one next to the other, that's Smuchim. So that's a machlokes for the Darshan Smuchim. So the Gemara says it's a machlokes ben Azai and Reb Yudah, but Azai holds Mechashev Olo Sechaya. Nemekal Shech Mehem Amos Yumas, one next to the other. Smochu Inyan Lo, why is one next to the other? Idash and Smuchim. Mashech Mehem Amiskilah, Machashev and Ami Biskilah. Amalei Rabbi Yudah disagrees with Ben Azai. I don't believe in Smuchim, because it's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's not in Chumash Dvar. Mashenikain, in Chumash Dvarim, the Gemara goes the third word line. Uvim Mishnah Torah in honor the Dorish. Hailin Rabbi Yudah does Darsh and Smuchim in Chumash Dvarim. The Tanya Anusa Savi, we learned this the first day. Anusa Savi, Rabbi Yudah holds Zasa. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah here. Anusa Savi is Zasa. Yeah. So that's based on Smuchim. So you see that what? Rabbi Yudah doesn't darshan Smuchim in the Sharkala Tarakula Banu Chumash Dvarim. He does darshan Smuchim. Why is Chumash Dvarim different? So the Gemara in Yevamis, in the beginning of Yevamis, where is it? Dav Dalet. It says Dalet Amenal. My beginning of Yevamis says because. It's because it's Moshe Rabbeinu is saying all the Torah Shebaal Peh. He's transmitting Torah Shebaal Peh to Bnei Yisrael. We mentioned that's the Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara said, Ribbono Shel Olam gave Moshe Rabbeinu Pilpula Shel Torah. He gave him the style, how to darshan psukim, how to learn Adinim by reading in between the lines. And he told him, if you want, you can keep it for your children. You don't have to teach this to the rest of Bnei Yisrael. You had to teach Kol HaTorah Kulo to Bnei Yisrael, how to teach him kids to Shulchan Aruch. What's the din? Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontov, Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Tzitzis. But he didn't have to tell him what we spent time on all the time. How to figure out the dinim. This is the icing on top of the cake. This was never intended for us. The ikar of Liman HaTorah was to know what the dinim are. Some yeshivas, they de-emphasize that they're not interested at all in knowing what the dinim are. They're only interested in making pilpulim. So that's not right. The Gemara says the highest level of learning is Lasuk Yishmaitz and Liba de Ilchasa. And especially, the original plan was, not the original plan, the Ribbono Shel Olam never changed it. Moshe Rabbeinu changed it. The plan was, not the original plan, the plan was that only Moshe Vizara, Moshe and his descendants, will have that ability to darshan psukim, to be mecharish, to be kaveh, what the halachas are. I mean, they just have to know the dinim, the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Moshe Rabbeinu was a good-hearted person, so he nog batoy v'sayin, he liked the Jewish people, so he gave us everything. He didn't want to hoard it for himself and his family. He shared it with everybody else. What we know as a learning, how to establish all the dinim, he shared it with everybody else. So the Nitziv in his commentary on Chumash raises the question, when did he share it? Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. When did he share that? So he says it would appear in the beginning of Dvarim, as he's about the month before he's about to die. He dies on Zion Oder, except Chodesh Shvat, I think. I understand the beginning of Chumash Dvarim. I think it's Chodesh Shvat. A month before he's about to die, so he's chazering all of Torah Shebaal Peh. And when you say all the Torah Shebaal Peh, so you say you remember things by association. So he said over one din that reminded him of a second din that reminded him of a third din. So there's a whole Seder HaDvarim in Chumash Dvarim. So the Chumash Dvarim is not necessarily verbatim what Moshe Rabbeinu said. The Ribbono Shel Olam dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu write in the Chumash like this. But apparently the Ribbono Shel Olam left the Seder that Moshe Rabbeinu said, because Moshe Rabbeinu said it because there was a logical connection by association. First din reminded him of the second din, which in turn reminded him of the third din. So Ribbono Shel Olam said, leave it like that. In Chumash Dvarim, it makes sense to darshan smuchim, because that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu said it, so we're going to leave it like that. So that's one explanation that they have in the Gemara there at the beginning of Yivam. It's because why do you darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah? Because Moshe Rabbeinu mipi atzma yamora. What do you mean mipi atzma? He was chazering Torah Shebaal Peh, and he was led from one din to the other by association. So that's why it makes sense to darshan smuchim. Then the Gemara gives another reason, because it's muchach. Because it's a strange... I think that's the same thing. You put two dinim together. What's the connection between one din and the other? Because it's muchach that it was Moshe Rabbeinu said it in that order because there's a relationship. So that's what the Gemara says. We know that Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah, even though he doesn't darshan smuchim in Parshas Mishpatim, Kol HaTorah Kulo doesn't darshan. The Gemara says, so why doesn't he darshan smuchim here to learn out this din that the Baal Keir is also the Talmud Torah? And for the Gemara, Amri, yes, and the Mishnah Torah Dorish, v'anis smuchim in Boi Loi Leidech Torah B'Shoah B'Levi. He's masking. This smuchim, v'daitem lo v'nechem, l'vnei v'necho, yam asher amarata, this smuchim is needed to tell me a different din. What did the Gemara mean? So in the back of the Gemara, so one of the Mefarshim says, means that it's not muchach anymore. The Gemara says there in Yivam is Daftalah, the reason why Darshan is muchach in Mishnah Torah is because it's muchach. Muchach means, why then is it in this order? Why then is it in this order to tell you this idea? Is Torah, that's why. Not necessarily to tell. There's no longer muchach. Who says that it is muchach is to tell you Mala halam ve'ema b'yer b'reses of v'ziyam ayman ha'sinei, there was no kalas rosh, there were no balikarian, there were no mishameshes. Polete, so too, the doors were died to malo v'necha. When you transmit Torah, you should be careful. Who says it's not muchach anymore? Maybe the reason why you have this muchim is to tell you this word of Rabbi Shimon Levi. That's what the Gemara means on the first wide line on Chof Aleph Amud Beis. He is no longer muchach. No longer muchach. So the Gemara says, no, but it's wrong what you just said. It cannot be that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from the Takana says, or it's wrong. So Gemara Tanan is the last mission in the Perek. Has a machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda by Zav Shavuah Keri Benida Shapov to Shichel Azera. What's the story? Azav is allowed to daven, is allowed to learn. That's what the Gemara has on the next daf, around 15 lines from the top. The line said Tosef. The line begins with the word Hazavim v'hamitzaroyim. Boim ala nidus matam lekas b'tam nevi maksum lishnas b'mishnig mar. All the tmeim are allowed to learn Torah. The only one is not allowed to learn Torah is a balkeri or a polet to shichmazera or a mishameshes because it comes through kalas rosh. So what if the person was first a zav and a zav shiruah keri? He became a balkeri later. A zav is muta b'ishto, so he can become a balkeri. Neither pushapot to shichvazera. That's neither is asur lebayil. So if the woman was first a nida, a nida has to wait 7 days to go to mikvah. Poldet to shichvazera only she can go to mikvah on the same day after being poldetus. But the zav has to wait shemunikim. Balkeri doesn't have to wait shemunikim. So the tumah zav is much more inclusive. It's a bigger tumah. So that's called the tovel v'sheretz biyode. That's what we said. What's the din? A tovel v'sheretz biyada is tummy. Is that because he was tovel, the tefillah is good, it's metar him, and now he's still touching the sheretz, so it's metame him all over again? What do you say? No. Tovel v'sheretz biyada, the tefillah was never chal in the first place. So here you have a concept of tovel v'sheretz biyada. The person is a zav, and you need shivanakim, and then he becomes a balkeri. So he's going to be tovel today for the keri. Is not going to help too much. He has a bigger tumor of ziva. Ziva needs shivinikim. The nida needs 7 days, not the kim. Poletu shechvezer does need 7 days. So the poletu shechvezer has got to go to mikvah the same day, but she has a bigger tumor on her. It's like toivel v'sheretz biyodoy. So the whole tefillah is not going to be metair over here. Or that's if the bigger tumor came first. The ziva came first, or the nida came first, and then the person became a balker, became a paleta zifta. What if it happened the opposite direction? Amashameshes first, then viruas adam. So in either direction, now the person, the woman is a nida, she has a bigger tumor, so she'll go to mikveh because she mishameshes, because paleta shechvazer, she's going to have the bigger tumor on her. So the tefillah in the mikveh is not going to be mitahir. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Does it make sense to have a Takana says in such a case? So the Tanakama says that you still have Takana says, even though the going to the mikveh is not going to be mitahir. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Since the going to the mikveh is not going to be mitahir, so you won't accomplish anything, so Takana says doesn't apply. So we already pointed out when we started this discussion, the Gemara on Chof Beis Amud Beis, by the end of the narrow lines, before the line start, you have narrow lines and wider lines and very wide lines. So when the narrow lines end, by the wider lines. So the Gemara quotes a brayser, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Mem Sa Mikomakom. You always have to be tovel in the mikveh, and you always need Mem Sa, even if it's a little shaky. What do you mean, Mikomakom? What does the word Mikomakom mean? Lasu Yimai. So the Gemara says, Lasui Maim Shuvim. Even Maim Shuvim is also good. So one opinion is it's Lasui, even Tefillah B'Kli is good. Even if you're Tevil in a Kli, Tefillah in a Kli is no good men atayra. The other opinion, Tefillah B'Kli is no good for Takana Sezra. But what it means to say is that even Maim Shuvim is good. So don't you see from that Gemara that the Takana Sezra doesn't require Melech HaTchila. It doesn't require you should become Tohar. Just requires you have to go to a mikveh. If you hold that Kulo Shov is only the Rabbanon, Tfila and a Kli is a Psul Deraisa. Kulo Shov is only the Rabbanon, Machlegs, the Rin, the Rabbein Etam, the Estiris and Gemaris. Gimelu, the Maim Shuv, and Pasal and Mikveh, most, the Ruba of the Rishonim assume that's only a Din Rabbanon. That's not a Din Deraisa. But Kulo Shov, a Ruba Shov, that's a Machlegs, the Rin, the Rabbein Etam, Chalex and Machab and the Ramot, and Hilchas Tfila, Hilchas Mikvos, The Mechaber Paskan that even Kulo Shov Ruba Shov is only the Rabbanan. The Rama is Machman that Kulo Shov Ruba Shov from the 40 saw, 21 saw Ashuvim and only 19 saw Amayim Ksherim. So the Rama Paskan that that's a Psul Deraisa. L'mayin Afkiminu whether it's a Psul Deraisa, Psul Derabbanan. We have a klal that Sofik Shuvim is always Lahakel. Even more Lahakel than any other Sveka the Rabbanan L'kula. Sveka the Rabbanan L'kula only applies if it's a 50-50 Sofik. Here it's even if it's noita in the other direction, even if it's a Svek Sveka Lahachmer, but Sofik Shuvim is always Lahakel. So that's a machloikas. But if the whole mikveh, there's this possibility, there's a chance the whole mikveh is Maim Shuvim. So the Ramah says, there you're not Mekel. That's a suffix there. I say, Luchumr. The Mechaber is Mekel even there. Kulashov is only the Rabbanan according to the Mechaber. Yeah. So the Shaila is, if you hold that even Tefillah B'Kli is good, Tefillah B'Kli is no good men HaTorah. So if you all like that opinion, that Tefillah B'Kli is good for Takanas Ezra, if you all like the Ramah, that Kulashov is a Psul Deraisa, nonetheless, Mem Sol Mikom HaKom Shuvim is good. So you see that the Takanas Ezra that you have to go to mikveh is not you have to be mitahir yourself. So what does it bother me if the person was a nida should pull the shichla zera or he was a zav shiro keri? So what? Zav shiro keri is like a toivol v'sheretz biyod that's not going to be mitahir. But you don't need a tefila hamitahiris. Even mayim shuvim is good. Even though kulo shov is a psul deraisa. This is a pella, no? This is a pella. This is Rabbi Yudah speaking. Rabbi Yudah, I'm a mem sol mikom makom. The Gemara says mem sol mikom makom means that even shuvim is good, or even tefillah b'kli is good. So you see it, you don't need tefillah hametaheres. So how can it be that Rabbi Yudah poiter? Rabbi Yudah says b'ki ha'gavna, there is no takanas Ezra because it won't accomplish anything. The tefillah in the mikvah won't accomplish. Tefillah in the mikvah never accomplishes. It's b'mayim shuvim. It never accomplishes tahara. And still you need, that's Takanas Ezra. Like Hikon Likaris or Lekech Yisrael. It's not that you have to be mitari yourself from the Tumas Balkari. You have to wash off. It's a Pella. I don't know how to deal with this. Rishonim, we ought to look in the Rishonim. I don't know. Right, the Gemara is going to talk a lot about the Tisha Lugin. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah, that's for sure not. Yeah, the Gemara is going to have all arichas about the Tisha Lugin. Yeah.
How would we hold the Gavir that, since the whole thing is a chumrah, like the Ravid anyway?
No, that's in rare cases the Gemara allows the Tisha Lugin. Yeah. But here, even if the person is healthy and you don't have the kula of Tisha Lugin, but it's good l'chatchila to be toivel amayim shuvim. I'm shuvim, there are more paskins of the psul mikveh deraisa. And it's still good. So you see that they never want, Takana says, never required you have to become Tohar. What does it bother me if he's Tovel v'sheres b'yodai? That the woman is a nida also and she won't get rid of the Tumas Poletas. But if she's Tovel and Maim Shum, she's not getting rid of any Tumah either. And still you need Tefillah. I don't know how these two Gemaras blend in together. Anyway, so first the Gemara suggests that maybe Rabbi Yudah darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah only if it's muchach, but over here it's not muchach, because maybe the smuchim are daitam of avanecha, yamashah amadato, maybe the smuchim here, you do darshan smuchim, but it comes to teach you that hakalam alamid Torah lebino, malo akasa kila kibla mehar chorev. How do you know that it tells you the other idea? Malo halam behima bir beresis of izi, afkan, that ledoris always have to be Tohar from Tumas Balkari. So the Gemara first suggests that Rabbi Yudah doesn't hold from Takanas Ezra. Then the Gemara says, Tanan, the second white line. That's impossible. The Mishnah at the end of the Perek has the Machloek Zavyun and the Rabbanan. Whether you need Takanas Ezra requires that the Balkari should be Tevil, even if the Tvita is not going to help him at all. But the only time it's a Machloek is if the person is a Balkari and a Zav. But it was only about Keri. They all agreed that you need Takanas Ezra. What do you mean, Rabbi Yudah Poiter, Rabbi Yudah disagrees with whole Takanas Ezra? Nah, that's not true. The Gemara quotes a Beferish Ebrais. Rabbi Yudah is masking that there is a Takanas Ezra. It's only in that case he disagrees, because the Tefillah is not going to be Matar, because the person has another Tumah. That's the other Tumah is bigger. That's called Tevil V'Sheres B'Yad. So that's the Gemara says, Tanan, we have the Mishnah. So the Tanakama requires that Takana says even applies if the person was a Zav Shevro Keri. But if he's a Balkeri who became a Zav, that's a Dovet Poshet, Kavachaymer. According to Tanakhaim, even if Zav Shevro Keri, there is a Takana Sezra, so a Balkeri Shevro Ziva sure needs a Takana Sezra. So why does the Mishnah mention Hamishamesha Shevro Sanido? It's the Tommy according to Tanakhaim that you need Tfilin and Mikveh. No, that's a Dovet Poshet. It's a Kavachaymer from Zav Shevro Keri. A Balkeri Shevro Ziva for sure needs Tfilin and Mikveh. So must be to teach me Rabbi Yudah Shita. Rabbi Yudah patas only in these cases where there are two tumas. And it's terrible to share his beard. But if the person is only a Balkari, the Rabbi Yudah will agree that he's not allowed to daven. He's not allowed to learn. See, from the Mishnah you see Rabbi Yudah holds from Takana Sezra. So why does... That's what the Gemara says. The last line. El alav Rabbi Yudah. The last line in the Mishnah. Hamishameshes. Shiras Anido is to tell me Rabbi Yudah Shita. The Dafke Katoni Lo, Meshamesh is the top line. Shamesh is Shiras Anido in its Yuchat Tefillah, Balkeri Greida, Mechayu. Even Rabbi Yudah agrees that the Balkeri does need Tefillah in the Mikvah. So what's Pshat and Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah, Mevarach Lefnei Melach Rein? So then the Gemara says, maybe what he means, Mevarach Lefnei Melach Rein, the hearer. Just like Tanakhama says, you have to be Meharer by Kriya Shema, and by Birchas Hamazon, because those are the two that are deraisa, the Yudah says he should be Mahara and everything. The Gemara says, not true. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara, Leitaim HaMevarech, don't, on the second line from the top of Chabbeis, don't say that the Pshat is Rabbi Yudah says that you actually say the Birchas Kriyashman, you say HaMotzi Lech Maratz when you eat the bread, but the Pshat is Ela Mahara. Just like Tanakhama holds you Mahara by Dinam deraisa, by Kriyashma deraisa and by Birchas Hamazon deraisa, Rabbi Yudah says you should always be Mahara. The Gemara says, not true. Says Beferish in the Braisa. Rabbi Yudah says, Motzi B'Svasav. Says Beferish, Motzi B'Svasav. And for the Gemara, Amrav Nachma Yitzchak, son Rabbi Yudah, Kilchas Derech Eretz D'Tanya. A long Braisa, what is a Balkari allowed to talk and learning? So they finally quote Rabbi Yudah Omer, the last narrow line. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Shonahu B'Hilchas Derech Eretz. Hilchas Derech Eretz is mutter to talk and learning. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yudah Shiro Keri, he himself became a Balkeri, v'hem alach agav anor, he was walking with the Talmidim, he says he wants to go to the mikveh before he gives the shiur today. Omer lo Talmid Rabbeinu, as you were on your way to the mikveh, tell us some Hilchas Derech Eretz. Shanei lonu perek echad m'Hilchas Derech Eretz. So he said, wait a minute, I have the ability to go to the mikveh. You're a betavol. He first went to the mikveh, then Mishan Alehem. Omer lo saliestem b'Rebbe, you hold that it's mutter, so why on your way to go to the mikveh, why don't you teach us Hilchas Derech Eretz? Say, Omalahem, there is a machlokes, so the other Tanoim disagree with me. So when people ask me a shaila, I give them my opinion as mutter, but I myself, out of respect for the other Tanoim, for my contemporaries, I'm machmer, so he'd rather not talk even Hilchas Derech Eretz. But Mikra then holds, some things were never included in the Yisra. There is a Takana Ezra, but some aspects of Torah were never included. Hilchas Derech Eretz were never included. So just like Hilchas Derech Eretz were never included, so the Birchas Kriya Shma, the Birchas Hanen, and before eating food, was also never included. That's how the Gemara says. Not all brachas are included, and not all the Beit Torah are included. Sure. Not all tefillas are included in the Yisra of the Takana Ezra. Then they quote on the second line, Rabbi Yudah ben Maaseri says, then they return to Kabban Tumah. He lived in a later generation, and he repealed the Takana Sezra. So that's what it says on the margin, on the right-hand side. Ayin Tez Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis. How could he repeal it? Did he feel that he's greater B'chachma V'minyan than Ezra? The Gemara Baba Kama said, this is one of the ten, this is the last of the ten Takana Sezra. So how can it be? Rabbi Yudah ben Maaseri was not greater B'chachma V'minyan. He should have the right to repeal it. So Tosfos suggests maybe it was like Pashta B'chol Yisrael. He looked around and he saw that it's too difficult to observe. But Pashta B'chol Yisrael. And Miri suggested over here, no, it's a Din Deraisa. Whenever it's a Din Deraisa, then if a later generation disagrees, you don't have to be great at B'chokma B'minya. En L'chol Shefet Shep Yamech, Yiftach B'dor, K'shmol B'dor. Shmol knows how to learn better than Yiftach. But Yiftach is, if Yiftach is entitled to an opinion. There's a Yiddish folklore, they say, Yiftach is bar. Yiftach is not an Amar, Yiftach has to know how to learn also. If he's not entitled to an opinion, he's not, okay. But if he is entitled to an opinion, so he has to express his honest to goodness opinion, even if it's a disagreement with those who preceded him, and even if it's lahakam. That's the halacha. En lecha l'shefet shebi'amecha. On the din derabbanan, if an earlier bezin made introduced a rabbinic enactment, and the later bezin can only repeal it, if it's greater b'chokhmah v'minyan. But on the level of the raisa, you don't need level b'chokhmah v'minyan. There were issues throughout the years that the later Bezin changed the psak. He mentioned in the Baisheni period, they changed the whole style of Nisach HaYayin. Gemara says in Zvachim and Daf Samach that in Bais Rishon they had a whole different Nisach HaYayin. In Baisheni, they changed it. They knew that for 410 years they did it the other way. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseret disagrees. Ain de v'ter mekabim tuma. And Maisa Shehoyah, the Gemara says, there was once a Talmud who was, they asked him to talk and learn, so he was Megam Game. He had the third white line. Maisi B'tal Melech Hashayim Megam Game in the presence of Lamailam Rabbi Yudah Mem, the president of Rabbi Yudah Mem Seir. And he told them, Bini, young man, Psach Picha V'Yudah Recha, talk clearly. There is no more Takana says, Ain't David Term Kabin Tuma. Takana says, was Nizbatal already. So the Gemara says, usually, Yochad V'Rabim Halacha Kirabim, that's what Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseret held, that Takana says it wasn't his battle, but it sounds like he was a minority opinion. So the Gemara says, where is it? Amar Rab Nachman by Yitzchak. The line begins with the words Rab Nachman by Yitzchak. Amar Rab Nachman by Yitzchak. No galma, the minigolim is kahani tlas sovi. Minigolim is sometimes kaveh what the halacha is. Let's say there's the minig in America, and most of the Jews don't keep Shabbos and Kashrus. So that doesn't count. That's not a minigolim. Most of the people wear Shabbos. That doesn't count. No galma means the religious Jews who observe all the mitzvahs. So the minig is that they make on certain things. So that's considered acceptable to establish what the psak halacha is. No gama, the meaning goyim by the religious Jews is kahani tlas sovi, like the following three older tanoim from an earlier generation. One is Rabbi Loi Bereshis Hages, one is Rabbi Yoshe B'Kelaim, and one is Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseret B'Divrei Torah. What are the three? Rabbi Loi Bereshis Hages, there's a machloekes hatanoim whether Reish Hages only applies in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutzlos. Rabbi Loiam, a Reish Hages, and a Noigel Ba'Oret. Rashi writes in Chulin, this is in Chulin, Perek Reish Tagez at the end of Chulin. So Rashi writes, just like Rabbi Loi holds, Reish Tagez only applies in Eretz Yisrael, so too Zerol HaChayim HaKeva also only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And Tosis is very unhappy about that. Tosis thinks that they're two different things. What do you mean, Zerol HaChayim HaKeva? It's not so. The Gemara never said we follow Rabbi Loi by Zerol HaChayim HaKeva. Well, just said Reish Tagez only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So that's an issue. Rova the Rishonim disagreed with Rashi. Rova the Rishonim held that you should observe Zerol HaChayim HaKeva. Even a Chutz L'Aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, for sure you have to observe it. There's no shita to rely on. But even Chutz L'Aretz, it's not right. Some young fellow, Lubavitcher, a young fellow, published a whole sefer 2-3 years ago, encouraging all the slaughterhouses, all the kashrus organizations, that they should go back to observe the din of Zerol HaChayim HaKeva. You're supposed to give from the Chof Talbot Matas Kuna and Yeshech the Behem as Chulin. You're supposed to give all over the world. You're supposed to give Zerol HaChayim HaKeva to the Kohen. If Yeshechting a Korban, there is no din. Yeshech the Korban, then there's a din Chazav Ashok. By Yishlamim, we give it to the Kohen. But if Yeshech the Behem as Chulin, you're supposed to give Zerol HaChayim HaKeva. But the Minyag in Chutz L'Aretz always was that, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, you are supposed to give Zerol HaChayim HaKeva. That's L'chala day. So in Eretz Yisrael, in order not to have to give, why do they go out of their way not to have to give? Why do they give Zerol HaChayim HaKeva? It's a lot of money. They don't want to give it. So they make a shutfus with a kohen. A kohen is not mechuyev. A kohen has to be mafish truma, has to be mafish chala, but then he keeps it. He's not mechuyev to give it to a different kohen. So if the kohen owns the slaughterhouse where they're shechting the animals, so the kohen is mechuyev. You don't have to be mafrish Zerol HaChayim HaKeva to take up an Issa Tevel. It's mufrish for Yoimed. If you have Tevel that grew, Paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so if you're not going to designate, I raise a Truma, I raise a Maaser Rishon, I raise a Maaser Sheni, so everything is Tevel. But Zerol HaChayim HaKeva, you don't have to designate everything. Everything is mufresh v'yomid. But it's a matnas kunis, a koin is not mukhayif to give. So that's why the Eretz Yisrael, in order to pata themselves on giving zvalach yayim akeba, they make a shutfus for the koin. So they're not mukhayif to give it to anybody else. It's not right. It's not right. If in the normal course of events, this is my shutif, we have real estate ventures together, we invest together, okay. But if I'm only making a shutfus for the koin in order to pata yourself, that's called a harama. That's not right. You have a mitzvah in the Torah. Why do you make a harama to pati yourself? It's not really right. But that's what they do in Eretz. They make a shutfus with a kohen, so they'll be potter from giving zvalach hayayim akev. And chutzlos, they don't give bichla. So the whole thing is problematic. Yeah, so that's the Gemara says, ki rabbi loy bereshis hagez. The meaning is that you don't give reshis hagez in chutzlos. That's one of the 24 matnas kuna. So Allah Chayyab Akeb is one, and Reish Tagez is one. It's a question, there are more than 24. But the Rishonim have different opinions. How do you, which do you combine together? Which of the Matan's Kona do you combine together that it should come out that there are only 24? And based on the way they argue, how do you calculate the Chavtal of Matan's Kona, it comes out that there's a Machlokes where the Maisa Behemah is from the Matan's Kona. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Maisa Behemah is a carbon, so you're supposed to give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen eats it. No, the Bailim, the farmer, eats the Maisa Behemah. So Rashi writes on Chumash and the Gemara in many places that there is no source at all that you have to give Maisa Behemah to the Kohanim. And the Gaonim, the Rashba quotes the Gaonim who disagreed, and they said no. And then the Tzib says, supposing the Rayon, that he used to give Maisa Behemah to the Kohanim, that it is from the Choftal and Matan's Kunim. So that Machlokes came up, and then they're trying to ascertain which are the 24, because there are more than 24. So some you combine together, so turn out to be a machlokes about.
Is there a mission in Shkalim that Maisa Behemah applies now, Shalom with Nehemiahs?
Yeah, yeah.
So how can it not be a Magdus Kuna when you're supposed to do Shalom with Nehemiahs?
Magdush it. You're supposed to be Magdush and wait till it gets a moon. Yeah. So then the Gemara says after a while they abolished Maisa Behemah because just going to make a michshol, just going to be a takola. Because you have to wait till it gets a mum. So you, by mistake, you may shecht it before it gets a mum. So right after the Churban HaBayis, they probably didn't abolish it yet. They're probably hoping that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. But that was a long time ago. So this time, a couple of years later, they made a takana. No one should be mafresh Maisa Behemah. Maisa Behemah doesn't become Kodesh by itself. You have to put all the animals that were born this year in a corral, you have them walk out one by one, and then the 10th one, you declare that this is Maiser, and then you have to count, the farmer has to count. Once he counts, then the Gemara, Hasir me'elevu kodesh, then it becomes kodesh by itself. Maiser beim abchor, the two karbonas that are kodesh me'aleim. Bchor is mamash kodesh me'rechem. When the bchor beim Torah is born, when it's a male vlad, the first one is a zocha, so it becomes kodesh by itself. Maiser beim doesn't happen by itself, you have to put all the animals in a corral and you have to count. But once you count 1 to 10, so let's say you only have 10 animals. Only have 10 sheep were born in the Eder, in the group of animals, and you counted 1 to 9 that went out, and the 10th one is sitting there. So the Gemara says, "Asir me'elav kodesh." It becomes kodesh by itself. You have to count, but once you did the counting, then it becomes kodesh by itself. There's a unique din by Bchor Meiser that they never have pidyon. When it gets a mum, you shecht it chutz lebeis hamikdash. No need for pidyon. It could be that it's connected. These are the only two karbonas that don't have any, that didn't need any kedushas peh in the first place. You didn't have to designate it. It became kodesh by itself. It could be that that's somehow connected with why there's no need for any pidyon. When it gets a mum, you shecht it chutz lebeis hamikdash and fartik. You don't have to. Usually, when a karbon gets a mum, it's called psulei hamikdash, and you have to be poida. So again, so Reishis Hagez, the meaning is like Rabbi Lloyd, the B'chutzos you don't give. Ki Rabbi Yoshia B'Kilayim, what's Rabbi Yoshia B'Kilayim? Rabbi Yoshia Omer, he's talking about Kloy HaKerem, the violation of planting Kloy HaKerem. Yolam Eno Chayev, Yoloike Malkus, you get Malkus. Karmachol is Hizri Kilayim. There's a din of Kloy Zroim and there's a din of Kloy HaKerem. So Kloy HaKerem is noyig even a chutz loretz mid the rabbon. Men haTorah, they're both mitzvahs hakliyus baretz. So kloy Yisrael and kloy hakerem both only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mid the rabbonon, they applied even kloy hakerem to chutz loretz. both that an avera to plant it, if you plant it, you did an avera, and if it grew by itself, that it's also b'achila, also b'ano. Klei hakerem is also b'ano. Yeah. So klei hakerem chutz l'aretz is only mid the rabbanon. Gzeira otu eretz yisrael. Klei zroim, they never asked it in chutz l'aretz. So that's the question, why not? So this year we learn Kiddushin. So Rashi's opinion of Kiddushin is that klei zroim, the whole Isser is only mid the rabbanon. The two psukim. Karmachol is a climb, and then sotchol is a climb. So Rashi says that on the level of the Raisa, sotchol is a climb means the same as karmachol. Only applies to Kloi HaKerem, and the whole Kloi Yisroim is only a Chumra Midirabonim. So they only introduced it in Eretz Yisrael or to Kloi HaKerem. They never introduced in the Chutz Lord. Because like Exeru L'Exeru. Because Kloi HaKerem Guf and Chutz Lord is only Midirabonim. So you're going to ask a Kloi Yisroim or to Kloi HaKerem. It's like Exeru L'Exeru. Teisa disagrees with Rashi. What's he talking about? Kloi Yisroim is only Midirabonim. They're two Psukim in the Chumash. Karmacholus is a climb, is Kloi HaKerem, and Sotcholus is a climb, is Kloi Zroim, it's a Din Deraisa. But that Din Deraisa, they never, so Kloi HaKerem, they asked it even a Chutz Lord from the Rabbanim. Kloi Zroim, they never asked a Chutz Lord. Why not? Why not? According to Rashi, we understand why, because it's a Gzera L'Gzera. Because Kloi Zroim is only a Gzera Otto Kloi HaKerem. Kloi HaKerem, Chutz Lord, only with the Rabbanim. So according to Rashi, we understand. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, because the Gemara asked the question, in Kiddushin, why is Kloi Yisroim not knowing in Chutz Lortz? The Gemara doesn't give Rashi's explanation. That's Exeru L'Exeru. The Gemara says, because Kloi HaKerem is much more chomer than Kloi Yisroim, Kloi HaKerem is not only also to plant it, but it's also b'ano, also b'achila b'asa b'ano. So that's an Issa chomer, so that they introduce Midi Rabbanim b'Chutz Lortz. But Kloi Yisroim is just an Issa to plant it, but once you planted it, you're allowed to eat it. They sell a lot of fruits that are not Kloi Yisroim, but they're Hakobas Ilonis. They grift one branch onto another. Gemara says Hakobas Ilonis, that's an Issa Deraisa, even in Chutz Lortz. That's an Issa Deraisa, even for Bnei Noach. Even though there were Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, this is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. The Gemara says, the Sheva Mitzvahs, Azarasam Zuim Misosam. If the Nochri violates it, he deserves the death. He gets the death penalty. He's supposed to give him the death penalty. And then there are additional Yisurim that apply to the Bnei Noach, where you don't apply Azar Asam Zuim Misos. So the Gemara, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach and Yerudea, they quote it. The din is that we assume that Hakovas Ilonis, the graft one tree on another, is an Issa Deraisa even for a Bnei Noach. We mentioned the other day, that's the original stool that the Magen Avraham quotes from the Achrayim. The original reason why they passed the Nesrig Hamurkov was because they considered a mitzvah baba there, because even though the goyim is the graft, the lemons with the esrogim, it's also for goyim also. It's also b'chutz l'aretz menatar, it's also b'nei noach. So the original poisel was because it's a mitzvah baba there. Then the later achrayim said, what kind of mitzvah baba there? It has nothing to do with that. He said, it's because it's the wrong min. It's half lemon, half esrog. That's why it's no good. Not because mitzvah baba there. So Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos holds that Kloi Zroim is an Issa Deraisa in Eretz Yisrael, but then it's an Issa Kal as opposed to Kloi Akem, an Issa Chomer. So the Issa Chomer they applied even in Chutz Lortz, or to Eretz Yisrael. But the Issa Kal of Kloi Zroim is only also to plant it, but if you planted it, it's Mutta Bachila Mutta Mano, so they never instituted Exera Chutz Lortz, or to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yoshe comes up with a Chiddush, Rabbi Yoshe the Tana. He says, Li olam ein achayv, you're only over on the violation of karmachol and sizra klayim if you plant kelayim, at shizra chita v'sor v'charksen b'm apoilos yad. Question is, why? So on the left-hand margin, it says, Ayin Rashi kiddushin, but Rashi writes, v'taymi the Rabbi Yoshi lo yadayin. I don't know why in the world the Rabbi Yoshi say, you only get malchus. Rashi says he doesn't know. Why did he say you only get malchus if you plant all three by my pillars? Yeah, I have three seeds, and I throw all three together in the ground of Asachos. Why? So Tosfos in other places explains why. He tells you on the side, look at all the Tosfos. Tosfos says, because Kerem is a vine is a tree. You say, Bari Pihuetz, when you eat grapes. And there's no Isser of Kilayim by trees. If I plant an apple tree next to an orange tree, there's no Issa Kilayim. If I graft a branch from one on the other, that's Hakobas Ilonis. That's also even Chutz Lortz Min HaTorah, and that's also even for Bnei Noach. They're not Chayim Issa on it, but Bnei Noach Hamuzar, based on the Pasuk. But to plant one tree next to the other, there's no need for harchoka. So how can the Torah say that there's an iser kiloi hakerem? What's wrong, Kalakam? I'm going to plant chitim next to grapevine. Whenever you plant trees, each tree is bifnei atzma. It doesn't join with the tree that's next to it. Mamish, the other tree is right next to it. There's no iser. The answer is kloi hakerem means you plant kloi zroim in a kerem. So if you plant chita v'soira, wheat and barley, together, that's a violation of kloi zroim, which according to Rashi is only midirabban, according to Tosfos is an iser deraisa. So if you plant kloi zroim in a kerem, that's called kloi hakerem. But you can't say that the vine is mitzaref with the chita to make kloi hakerem. The vine is a tree, and trees are never mitzaref with anything. One tree next to another is hatagam. So even a tree next to a grain is muta. But if you plant kloim in a kerem, kloi zroim in a kerem, that's the violation of planting kloi hakerem. Kloi zroim in a kerem is what we call kloi hakerem. So the minig olam is no gama kani tlaso. The minig olam is to be maker like Rabbi Yoshia, that there's no avera to plant kaloi hakerem unless you did all three together. Chita b'sora v'chartzen. Chartzen is the seed from the grapes. Chita b'sora, the wheat seed and the barley seed. You plant all three by mapelus yad in your hand. You throw it into the ground. All b'vasacha, so then you get malchus. Anything less than that, you don't get malchus. And what's Noagam Makani Tlasavi? Who's the third one? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser, b'divrei de Tanya. He says that the Gzeira de Rabban, Takanas Ezra is off. He repealed the Takanas Ezra. So the Gemara says, Ki yosa ziriyam, and when ziri came from Eretz he said over, but luhu lit vilusa. They were mevatel, the later Takoim, the later Tanoim, after Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser, they followed him. They were mevatel this requirement of tefillah in the mikvah. Yeah. Then there's another version, not batluhu litvilusa, but rather batluhu linitilusa. You don't need nitilus yadayim. For what? You can eat bread without nitilus yadayim. What do you mean you don't need nitilus yadayim? Mar says batluhu litvilusa deramavatl tefillah means tefillah for balkari. Rabbi de Ben Sera is malat. But if you have the other version, batluhu linitilusa, what it means is, Kohadar Achizah light, Rabbi Chizda used to curse, he would be angry at Manda, Mahadar Amai, beaten Tzloisa. That they already started davening. This guy goes to wash, he's supposed to wash until his Yadayim before he daven. Shachris bin Chamarev, this guy goes to wash, he's already late for the minyan. He's not supposed to start looking for water, Mahadar Amai, beaten Tzloisa, that's not right. So that's what it means, Botlu, Liniti Lusa, Dermavatl, until his Yadayim for Tvila, if you're late. You shouldn't wash then. So then the Gemara says part of the Takanas Ezra was that there were Mekel with Tisha Kabin. So he's supposed to be Mefarsim this Kula. Or you keep it Kvod Alekim Hester Dover. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanu, Baal Kev Shinasnal of Tisha Kabin, Mayim Tohar. Nochem Ish Gamzu was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. We say, Rabbi Shmuel Amit B'Shlesh HaSemiris HaTorin addressed him. Klal Prat Pata Klal, Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree. Rabbi Akiva holds his Ribay Miyot to Ribay. Gemara says, why? Because Rabbi Akiva had his tradition from Nochem Ish Gamzu, and his tradition was that it's not Klal Prat, it's Ribay Miyot. Gemara spells out in different Mesichtas what's the difference, Allah Alamaisa, whether you darshan Ribay Miyot or you darshan Klal Prat. But that was the Rebbe of. He's known for always saying Gamzu L'Toyva, and he was a tzaddik, and all the mofsim and everything, but he was a big Tana. He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. So, the Gemara says, Nochem Ish Gamzu L'Chosha L'Rabbi Akiva, he said, B'tzina, Rabbi Akiva L'Chosha L'Ben Azza, he was not Ben Azza, Yotza, Ishno L'Talmina Bashuk. So the two versions, Ben Azza publicized it, or Ben Azza told it B'tzina. So if he said it, he said it B'tzina. You don't want to be mefarsim the kula. You don't want that Talmid HaChacham should be mitzim eitzim neshaseim kitani goylem. So you want Takanas Ezra to be, this is before Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser abolished it. So you want that people should be nizar and Takanas Ezra. So you don't want to be mefarsim this kula. More in the end of Masech Shabbos, in the last parak, Mish. What's the name of the last parak? Mish Echshech Lochem Baderech. A guy's carrying a lot of money with him, and then it becomes Shabbos. So what is he going to do? So he tells me he has to leave the money there, but he has the whole life savings. He has millions of dollars in his pocket. So what is he going to do? So the Gemara has certain kulas. So the Gemara says, it's not proper to be mefarsim the kulas. The Mishnah has a few kulas, then the Braisa has more kulas, but quote alakim has to dover. Quote Shemaim is, you shouldn't be mefarsim the kulas, because people will be too mezalzel. So this is a whopper of a kula, that Balkari, if you pour tisha lugim, tisha kabim, that's enough. Tisha kabim is enough. So one version has it that Ben Azai also, chatani lechasha, he told a bit sinner to the Talmidim. The other version was, no, she know the Talmidim, b'ferhesi, he told the b'ferhesi. Mara says, man the Tani, the version it has that shnor the Talmidim, shem bitl term, shem bitl pervirivi. He wants people to have tashmish with their wives, they should have bigger families, and he wants people to learn. So it's not always so easy to go find a mikveh to be tevil. So he said, you can be mekel, he was mefarsim the kula, shem bitl term, shem bitl pervirivi. The other version has it that lechasha, he also said a bit sinner, because kvar olukim has to do. You shouldn't be mefarsim the kula. Yeah. Then he says, how come there's so many people going to mikvah in the morning? I said, what do you mean, mativan? They're observing Takana Sezra. So he says, no'achikam mativan ba'boim so, ef shebetisha kadim. Mativan betfila, ef shebenesina. Who says you have to be toivel in the mikvah? You can pour the tisha kabin on top of him. Sure. Then the Gemara tells a story. A guy was going to be mezana with a girl. What's with Taras HaMashabah? What's with the laws of Nida? So today, a single girl doesn't go to mikveh. Because Bizman Azeh, the whole Indian of mikveh is only relevant for Lahat Risha Lebaila, to have Tashmish. But Bizman HaGemara, all the single girls, young girls, everybody had to go to mikveh. Whatever they would touch would be tameh. The bed would be tameh. The clothing would be tameh. The food, the fork, the knife, the table, the chair. Everything would be mekabel tumah. So everybody had to go to mikveh. It didn't have the connotation of the lahata labailo. But bizman hazeh, we don't allow. Bizman hazeh, the only relevance of going to mikveh is lahata risha labailo. So a single girl is not married, so we don't allow single people to go to mikveh. So this girl had gone to mikveh, she was tahora, and someone wanted to be mezana with her. So we're not talking about an Issa Kores, who was a learned person. He wanted to be mezana. How serious is the averit to be mezana with a single girl? So Rashi says it's only the Rabbanon. Rashi writes over here, it's only the Rabbanon. You see the Rashi. Shetava Isha, the both columns. The left-hand column is also Rashi here. Rashi, Shetava Isha, Osa Isha, Pnuya Hoysa, she was single. And she got to the mikvah. Chachamim Gozer al Yichud, Afala Pnuya. That's included in Yichud. Before they made the Gzeir on Yichud Pnuya, when did they make the Gzeir Yichud Pnuya? Mar says in the days of David HaMelech, they made a Gzeir on Yichud Pnuya. So before they asked at Yichud Pnuya, it was mutter to be Boal HaPnuya. There was no Issa Bia. And when they asked Yichud, said that included Yichud with Boal HaPnuya. The Rambam doesn't write like that. The Rambam writes that it's an Issa Lav. L'siya Kedeshim ben Eis Yisrael. If someone is Boal Isha below Kiddushin, that's an Issa Loisese. So the Ravid is masik on the Rambam. How can it be? L'siya Kadesh is only if she's mufkeris or mizumenis liznus, if the girl is a prostitute. But if she's not mufkeris or mizumenis liznus, I have a girlfriend. So the girlfriend goes to mikveh every month. Okay, so it's not mufkeris. She doesn't sleep with someone else every other night. One year she sleeps with me. 1 year she sleeps with a different boyfriend. So that's not mufkeris or mizumenis. So the Ravid says that there's no malchus. The Ravid, the Echroidim HaMadaik and the Ravid, Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was a good deal. The Ravid in the first page, in Hilchos Ishus. The Echroidim HaMadaik from the Ravid, he says that there's no malchus. He thinks that there's no lav of L'siya Kedeshia, but there is an Iser essay of Kiyikach Ishisha Ubiolo. You're not supposed to have beer with a woman unless you're married with her. So the Ravid and the Rama both hold that it's an Iser Deraisa. The Ravid said there's no malchus because it's only an Iser essay of Kiyikach Ishisha Ubiolo. The Rama holds that it's a lois essay. I derive its taina that the kiddush is only mufkeris and mizamenis liznus. So the Rama also says that the Magen Mishnah points out. The Rama also says if she's mufkeris and mizamenis liznus, then you get malchus for being bo ala pnuya. And if she's not mufkeris, stop, you have a girlfriend. If she's not mufkeris liznus, so then it's like a chotzi shir of the lav. So the Rama would also agree that there wouldn't be any malchus, but there is an isa lav of Lasiya Kadesha, but it's not like if you eat a chatzi shir of chaza, you don't eat a full shir kazayas. So we assume chatzi shir asmanatar. So this is a chatzi shir of Kadesha. The Rambam himself writes in Ilchas Nara Besula, man is mafata, a girl. So the Torah says that he has to pay Hamishim Shekel. So the Rambam says, if there was Hasro, he's going to get Malkus. If the girl is Mufkeris and is a menace and is loose, and the Rambam says he's going to get Malkus, then he'll be potter from paying the Hamishim Shekel Kesef because of Kamla B'Dirabnek, which is not Mufkeris and is a menace and is loose. But then he says it'll be an Issa Deraisa, but it'll only be a Chatzi Shia. So then there won't be any Malkus. So the Rambam is in agreement with the Ravid that the only time you get Malkus for the love of Lasiya Kadesha is that she's Mufkeris business. But the Rambam holds that it's a Chatzi Shia. Any Pane Habol Apnuya, there is an Issa Deraisa. And Rashi holds that it's only the Rabbanim. Here's the Rashi. Racham goes Rala Yichud. Yichud includes Bia B'Pnuya. So this fellow was prepared to violate the Issa Derabbanan or the Issa Deraisa, whichever it is, of Maisa Be'echad. A learned person should tell the Isha Lidvarvei, wanted to be Mizana with a single girl. Amrullah, so the girl told to him, Reka, do you have a boy mistot that you're going to be tevil? So he realized he won't be able to daven and won't be able to learn. So that's what held him back from having the affair with the single girl. That you have to have a mikveh memsoi, he didn't have. I remember once I was traveling. Many years ago, I was traveling by plane. So somebody struck up a whole conversation with me. I remember I was going to Europe. The guy strikes up a whole conversation. So I said, I learned in Yeshiva Zepitz Kachana. He says, oh, it's a terrible, it's not a good yeshiva. He's a chassidish guy. Every yeshiva has to have a mikveh. That the boy should be able to go to mikveh before they die. So I told him the mikveh is right around the corner. No tainus. Peroya's mikveh used to be right around the corner on the block. On the same block. No tainus. That's the only thing that's wrong. Another guy once had a tainus. What's wrong with YU? Rabbi Yitzchak was a great guy. How do they call it? Yeshivas Yitzchak. So I said, same as Chaim Berlin. It's Yeshivas Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, but they leave out the word Rabbeinu. So it's Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak. No tainus. That was the whole tainus. Why did they leave out the Rabbeinu? On the stationery, it says, yeah, Yeshivas Rabbeinu. We call it Kitzel, like Chaim Berlin, the same thing. Those are the only problems. Yeah, those are the only problems in the yeshiva. So what does the Gemara tell this story? Omaluhu Rabhuna le Rabbanan. Rabbanan means the Talmidim. Rabbuna tells the Talmidim. Rabboisai. They're not his Rabbein, but out of respect. Rabboisai. Mipneima atem ezalzalim bitvilazu. Why don't you observe Takanas Ezra? If you're afraid you're going to catch a cold, because everything you have to be toivel, you have to crack the ice and go be toivel in the mikveh. So he says, what's the problem? They used to have a bathhouse, and there was warm water in the bathhouse. So you don't have to be toivel, you don't have to break the ice and be toivel in a kosher mikveh. You can be toivel in a beis hamercha, so it'll also be good. A warm bathhouse is good. So that's what Rav Huna says. Rav Chizda was a contemporary of Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Chizda, so he said, "V'chiyesh tefila bechamen." What are you talking about? Takana says we have to go to a mikveh. No such thing as being tevil in warm water. Why is no such thing as being tevil in warm water? So the Rishonim say, because in the days of the Gemara, the only way to have warm water is to take cold water, put it in a pot, and make a fire on the bottom, and make it warm. So that's going to be Maim Shuvim. That's always going to be a Maim Shuvim. So he says, whenever you need tefillah in a mikveh, you're not supposed to have Maim Shuvim. Yeah, but here the Gemara says Maim Shuvim is good. According to the Tana Rabbi Yudah, we quote the Braisa on the base. Rabbi Yudah said, Mem so mikol makom. The Tana Rabbi Yudah, not the Amor. Tana Rabbi Yudah said, Mem so mikol makom. The Gemara had two pshotim. Mikol makom means even tefillah b'kli is good. Or no, tefillah b'kli is not good, but tefillah b'shuvim is good. So Shuvim is good. So Tefillah Bechamen should also be good. The whole reason why Tefillah Bechamen is no good is because it's always going to be Shuvim. Yeah. There is a Machlekes in Rishon, let's say Bizman Hazeh, that every mikveh is heated. How do they heat it? They don't put water in a container. They have pipes that have steam going through the pipes, and the pipes warm up the water in the mikveh. So in Shulchan Aruch, that's a Machlekes in Rishonim. When the Gemara has this lashon here in El Chagiga, whereas in Tainus, the Gemara has the lashon. Chayesh tefila b'chamin, is there such a thing? So the Pasha Pshat in Gemara is it doesn't exist. How can you have a warm mikveh? It's always going to be mashum and doesn't exist. And the others say no, it's a gzera de rabbanon. Since normally bizman atanoim, the only way to have warm water was by cooking and in a pot. So they made a psul that if you have a mikveh that's warm water, it's pasul. Even if it's not mayim shuvim. So that's bizmanas, everybody's mekel on that. All the mikvahs have warm water. We're mekel on that. But the days of the Rishonim, the Mordechai quotes, that was a big machlokes of Rishonim. How can you have a machlokes of Rishonim? The Mishnah in Yuma says the Kangodol on Yom Kippur had to be tovel 5 times. And they did Kiddush Adayim Raglaim 10 times. Chomish Tfilas Vasar Kiddushin, tovel Kangodol on Mekadosh Bo Bayom. And then it says, if the kangaroo is a zokain, you're afraid he's going to catch pneumonia. So they used to put in chunks of burning hot metal, a shoshia shel barzel, they put in the water to warm up the water. So if you say that a warm mikveh is pasul mid rabbanon, so how can he be toifel in a warm water? So the Rishonim answer, ein shvuz b'migdosh. Interesting. Ein shvuz b'migdosh usually is in the context of Hilchos Shabbos. If you have an issa de rabbanon, and it's necessary to violate the Issa Derabbanan in order to be able to makariv got the karbonis. So then you say, Ein Shvuz Bamigdash, and the Beis HaMigdash, L'tzorach HaKrovas HaKarbonis, we would allow you sometimes to violate a Shvuz Derabbanan. You're not allowed to violate a Nisa Deraisa to be makariv karbonis. A karbon Shvuz Bamigdash, Kavu is Decha Shabbos. You do the Shchita as a Malocha, you do Haktorah as a Malocha. Let's say when you bring the karbonis on Shabbos, you can really wait till after Havdalah to do the Haktorah. But the Gemara says, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, you brought the karbon on Shabbos. It's preferable to do the Haktorah on Shabbos. You shouldn't wait till Matzoi Shabbos. So the hakrovas hakarbonis is decha Shabbos, even they could have waited till nighttime. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. But machshirei avodah, not decha Shabbos. That's a machlekes hatanaim. Only the actual karbon itself, or let's say machshirei milah. There's a perek in Shabbos. There are 24 prokim in Shabbos. So one perek is all about Hilchas Mila. That's perek Ablezer de Mila. It starts off Ablezer ben Hurkenes, Ablezer Agadol Hazen. Not only is Mila bizmana decha Shabbos, even machshirei Mila are also decha Shabbos. So you're allowed to carry the knife in the Rishus HaRayim. You're allowed to manufacture a knife. When they would have a bis Mila in Ablezer city, they would break wood branches from a tree, make a fire, melt metal, manufacture a knife, to show chaviv, how chaviv the mitzvah mila is, that is decha Shabbos, not only to do the actual mila, to do all the machshirei mila, to manufacture a knife, to make a fire, to make a knife, and to carry the knife, they went out of their way to be mechal Shabbos to demonstrate. So the Gemara says, Reb Lezer's shita is not only machshirei mila, the old machshirim of most of the mitzvahs is decha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Lezer, machshirei Avoida, machshirei karbon is also decha Shabbos. We don't pass like that. We pass in that that only the actual avoida itself is decha Shabbos. The shchita is a malacha, that's decha Shabbos. Haktorah is decha Shabbos. But the other things are not decha Shabbos. But this is only a din derabbanan. This is not a din derais. And even if you hold that tefillah b'chamin is possible with the rabbanan agzera because of shuvim. So in Beis HaMikdosh, Letzorech, Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol is an old man, then it says they used to warm up the water for him. So the Mordechai quotes the reason, the rationale, because Ein Shvuz B'Mikdosh. If it's necessary, you don't want the Kohen Gadol to catch pneumonia. So if it's necessary, so you allow him to be Tovel B'Cham. Yeah, but Lamaisa, the minig is Lahakel, that we are Mekel, that the women can be Tovel in a warm mikveh. We just, Gemara says it was rare. How are you going to have warm water unless it's going to be Shuv? But the pillow over here is, if the Gemara says, Anan Bei Shuvim is good. So Shuvim is good, so what's wrong with the Tefillah B'Merchatzos? The only chisorin is Shuvim. So Shuvim. Unless you don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda and Anan Bei. That's only Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. That Nem Sol Mikomakom, you don't pass like that. I don't know. So the Gemara goes into a whole discussion of how far do you go with the Tesha Kabin. Are you making only for a Chayla or even for a Bari? Different opinions. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow, I think, is a normal day. We'll try to make it a normal day. Okay. I apologize, I have to leave now. There's a Yotzim in a clock. Okay, but there's somebody Yotzim in a clock.
Oh.